Let me make something abundantly clear. I am never, ever, ever in my line of work going to another shop to make the shop look bad or make the technician look bad. Not at any point am I going to one of the shops that I diagnose for to make the shop or the technician or you, the viewer, feel like I'm better than anyone that's in that building. For the consumers that are watching, if you see me at a shop figuring something out for them and you see that shop in the background, that does not mean avoid that shop. This is an extremely hard industry to work in. We need to be electricians, plumbers, HVAC technicians, regular ass old mechanics like you expect a mechanic to be. Vehicles every single model year are becoming more and more complicated. If a shop calls me and it's a customer's vehicle, more than likely they're trying to do the right thing for that customer and just get it figured out and out of there without telling the customer we got to charge you more for something that we didn't figure out. Or that shop brought me in because they figured that it would be more cost effective, time versus money, for me to get called and come in and give them 100% accurate answer to what the issue is that's going on with that vehicle. Trust me, I'm aware that there are some technicians at some of these shops that I go to that do not like me because they feel like I'm trying to make them feel bad about their job or that they couldn't figure something out. That's not the case. I'm there to figure out a problem. That's all I'm there to do. I'm hired by the shop to come and figure out a problem. That's my job. When I make a video and I say somebody did this, I'm not directing it at the technician. You don't know when you're watching the video who did it. Was it the guys in the shop? Was it somebody else? Was it a DIYer before they brought it to the shop? I'm laying out the facts of the situation. And if those facts come down to a human hand, it's just a fact of what happened. Now, this is prompted because I was speaking to a shop owner whose shop I was at a little bit of some time ago. I was there again today. And we were just talking about it because some people sent him the video of me fixing something at his shop. And they said, basically, I would never have that guy come back. He makes you guys look like a bunch of idiots. And we had a really good conversation about it, too. And what he said was the only thing he was kind of perturbed about were the comments. People in the comments saying, you know, what kind of mechanic couldn't figure that out? You know, just basically putting down the guys that work at the shop. And I explained to him and you that's watching right now, don't take this the wrong way. I said, the same guys in those comments that are saying, I would have figured that out in 10 minutes, there's no reason they should have needed to call you, the guys that work there must be idiots, are probably the same guys that wouldn't be able to figure that out either. And you can take your own guesses on which video I'm talking about, because like I said, I'm not here to put anyone down at any point. Anyway, my point is when I come and I get to a shop and I walk in there, I have nothing but the utmost respect for the owners of that shop, the managers that work there, the service writers, the parts guys, and the technicians. And when I figure out what's wrong with the vehicle, even if it was due to a technician's work, I have not lost any respect for anybody in that building, and neither should you.